Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you for waiting. Welcome to the conference call of the fourth quarter of 2020. This presentation may contain forward-looking statements regarding Sanepar's business projects, estimates of operating and financial results and growth prospects. These are only projections, and as such, are based solely on the Sanepar's management expectations regarding the future of the business and its continued access to capital in order to finance the company's business plan. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. Such forward-looking statements substantially depend on changes in the market conditions, governmental rules, the performance of the industry, Brazilian economy, and among other factors, in addition to the risks presented in the disclosure documents filed by Sanepar, and therefore subject to change without prior notice. You will only hear the presentation. Now, once we close the presentation, we will have the Q&A session that will have a limit of 30 minutes. We will have now Abel Zamecki, the Director for RI and Investor Relations of Sanepar. Well, good morning. Welcome to the results presentation, the earnings call of the fourth quarter of 2020. I am here with several directors, amongst them Priscila Martins, Hoskins, Accounting, Fabiane Queiroz, Financial Managers, and João Carlos Túlio. Let's talk about the presentation now. Once again, this is the results presentation of the fourth quarter of 2020. Let's see the highlights. We had a net revenue growth in 2020 compared to 2019 of 1.6%, a reduction in the EBITDA of 2%, and a reduction in the net profit of 7.7%. We had 79,000 water connections. We had 77,000 sewage connections, and we have our service index of 100% in the water and 75.1% in sewage, as you can see on the slide on page three. EBITDA, as we said, dropped 2% from 1.971 billion to 1.932 billion. A great deal of this drop in the EBITDA has to do with the incentive retirement program, PAI. We have 565 employees representing 132 million reais and a payback of 11.4 months. As a reinforcement of the cash flow in 2020, which was very atypical, very challenging, the pandemic, the water crisis that we had, the droughts, we had the debentures, and we had the bank credit note, CCB. We received in 2020 the transparency trophy, and also we received the second-best sanitation company according to the ranking of Valor 1000, the magazine. We can see the operational results, the operating results on page four. We can see water measured volume, and there was a decrease of 10.6%. This is due to the water crisis. Now we have 1 percentage point above, which was 3.7, but much lower. Well, we can see the delinquency rate, 1.7% in 2019 and 2.8% in 2020. We have here the water and the connection, the inefficiency We have 234 liters of losses in 2018, and 220 liters of losses of inefficiency liters of connections lost per day. Now, let's see here the drought in Paraná. There was a lot of water scarcity in 2019 in the north part of Paraná. Remember that until September, we had 26% of the levels. And in November, we had a turn in the rains. It allowed for a better closing in the year. We can see on page 6, rainfall precipitation in Curitiba. You can see on the graph the numbers, the accumulated monthly and the monthly average for example, October, November, and December. Very favorable. And as it shows in the reservoir levels of page 7, we have an average of 40.95% of the barrages that are, well, the reservoir levels have reached that number in December 2020. Let's go to page 8, and let's talk about the performance indicators. We can see the covenants here, one more year, where the company is firm in being a good payer. We are fulfilling its debt contracts. We have, of course, the debentures and the CCD. We can see the net bank debt and adjusted EBITDA of 1.39 in 2020. We also have the BNDES and the financing system. It's very similar to the numbers on the top. We have other onerous debts. We have healthcare, we have the provisions for Social Security and electric energy. And we can see the contracts with Caixa Econômica Federal. And on the next page, we can see here the performance and the covenants. We also have the degree of indebtedness. We have 3.41 in 2020 against 2.63. Well, we can see the ratio is actually on the EBITDA margin of 40.3% in 2020 and 41.8%. And on page 9, let's go to page 10 and the financial performance. We can see the net revenue that grew 1.6%. 4.8 billion reais, and the EBITDA margin, there was a decrease of 2%, as you can see on the right, with a margin of 40.3%. The EBITDA, as you can see, the net margin, the net profit, and the net margin, 996, and 20.8%. And the financial expenses that impact the EBITDA, you can see on the slide, 2.868 million reais, the operating costs and expenses at the bottom on the right. Now, we can see here an increase on the cash generation EBITDA with a margin of 82.6%, superior to the 74.1% in 2019. In regards to the net debt and the leverage, we can see the comparison between 2020 and 2019, 1.4 times. And the weighted average cost of the debt, you can see here at the bottom on the left. And we are keeping the, on the top on the right, actually, the correlation between the leverage, as you can see, 1.4 times. And here, the company is looking between 2019 and 2020, the need for maintaining liquidity, and we might exchange for that, to lower the weighted average cost. CapEx, we can see regardless of the crisis, 969 million reais. Therefore, the applied value is superior to 2019. We have the investment plan for 2020. Let's talk about the income statement and the quarterly results on page 12. We can talk about the net revenue, 7.7% variation. There are two aspects. We have a lower volume in the reservoirs, and there was an economy demanded from the company and the population. We are still keeping the levels at around 40% of the reservoirs. The net result, you can see the net margin. The total cost and expenses, income tax and social contribution, an increase here, a variation of 0.7% in regards to. We can see the variation of 13% between 2020 and 2019. The income statement, we can see personnel growing 10.7%. Therefore, here we have a program for the PPR. We have a lower number, a variation of 2.9%. Materials, we can see a variation of 6.3%. Electricity, 5.3%. This is a value that makes the numbers go up. Electric energy, once again, a reduction here in regards to 2019. Third-party services, a growth of 4.4%. Here is the technical services and how they impact the budget. We needed to do a few actions where we deliver potable water by truck in some regions, and that also impacted our budget. We can see here the reduction of general and taxes of 4.4%. Civil work, environmental tax provisions, 102.4%. That was provisioned. Healthcare and social security provisions, there is 1.2%. Financial expenses, revenues, 13.5%. Other costs and expenses. Here we can basically see the provision for losses here. The credit and the losses and the liabilities are actually 32.3%. Total tax and expenses, we can see the results of the scenario of COVID. We have the 36.9 million that was provisioned for judicial costs as well. There is also the IBAMA installments on the next page, on page 14. Let's talk about the non-recurring items, therefore. Here we start with 221 million. 291 million, actually, in comparison to 386 million of the net profits in 2019. When we look at the year, the non-recurring adjusted net profit is 1.113 in comparison to 1.116, as you can see. That's the adjusted non-recurring net profit. The adjusted margin for EBITDA, we would close with the fourth quarter of 44%. Actually, 46.1% in comparison to 48.4%. And we can see also the total for the year, 44% versus 42.7%. Adjusted EBITDA for non-manageable items, we are talking about electricity, treatment material fees, and charges. We have the adjusted EBITDA with non-manageable items, 1.978, with an EBITDA margin of 41.2%. Balance sheet, when we talk about the net debt, we are talking about financial investments, loans. Well, here, actually, the loans financing and debentures, we can see the availability of cash, a variation of 18.4%, getting to 3,647,588,000. The operating working capital, you can also see it. There are things that we already paid, but there is an accounting effect, and we have to take it into account over the next few months. Net patrimony, the net equity, an increase of 12.5% in regards to the same number in 2019. Let's talk about the cash flow. We are generating the cash flow of 1,595,544,000. The financing activities, the net result of loans, dividends, financing payments, there is a reduction in the cash of 25,256,000, much lower than what was expected. These three items had an increase in a positive impact in the cash of 600 million, which is important since the company is doing several works in the waterways and the reservoirs. There's still the scenario of COVID, which is raging, of course, in Brazil. It's important that the company has the possibility to have cash flow to deal with this very atypical situation of the pandemic. We hope that this situation solves, finally is solved in 2021. These are the results for 2020. If you have any more questions, there is more information in the financial investor relations website and office. Now we are open for Q&A. We are ready for your questions. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, please submit them via chat and via telephone. If you want to ask a question, please type asterisk nine. First question, Mr. Gabriel Francisco from XP Investments.
Good morning. The question is not related to your results. I think that the performance is clear. I wanted to understand, how is the company evolving in terms of strategy? In the public consultation of the revision of tariffs, and there were several counterpoints to the materials, the preliminary studies that were presented. You were very precise on the numbers, but the baseline, the base of assets, doesn't take into consideration the incremental base. I wanted you to comment on that.
Can you talk about the CapEx and the financial results? I also wanted to understand, to reverse the issue of the exchange, unilateral and arbitrary, of the index for the readjustment of tariffs of 2020. It's adjusted by the IGP-M index, of course. You know that request.
And how are you talking with Agipar to reverse this process? Thank you. This is all.
Gabriel, good morning. This is Claudio.
Let me start by the end. As you have said, we have requested to Agipar, dealing with the change in the index and from IGPM to IPCA taxes, indexes. If we get this, we will have the compensation in about 1 percentage point. Not only they have to review that, but they have to compensate us for this difference. We have a group, of course, that is working diligently for the next RPP. The work is almost finalized, and we have until February 17th to deliver this, but we already presented the works to the board. It's ready. We found a few inconsistencies. It's a matter of adjustment. And we got to a good compromise, but of course, it's nobody's intention to cause a problem to the company, the shareholders, and our clients, our consumers. I'm going to let everyone continue answering your questions. Hi, Gabriel. Abel. To complement what the president has said, we had a readjustment of 2020. We had 5.11% in readjustment. There was a deferment that was placed in the proposal for Agipar. It's in the first page, and this pertains to the readjustment of 2020. And we requested Agipar to compensate in regards to this change of the indexes. We have already submitted that request. The company is in a remediation process along with the state, and we are working with the readjustments of everything that is a contract in the regulatory issues. Now, the second revision of the tariffs, which is periodical. We are working with the contributions. We have suggestions for improvements from the company. We have done that at the board. There were suggestions. And yes, there are a few issues that we have to talk to the regulatory agency. The regulatory basis is very important. We have the two phases. And methodologically, it would be bad for the society. And this generates more costs. You remove from the company important revenue. And in regards to the CapEx, of course, we're not going to get into the details. But of course, there are comments. And to talk about these issues, I'm going to give the floor to our Manager of Regulatory Affairs. Good morning. As our president has already stated, there are new techniques. We have the base of assets. You can rest assured that we're working with the methodology. Everything was well identified. A specific issue for the base of 2016, let's just remember, there was an investigation until 2015 to take into account the accounting value. The proposal of the regulatory agency is that the year 2016 will be a part of the certification that will be evaluated. And we're going to do a few proposals so we don't have tariff issues, because we are concerned as to how the readjustment will fare in the second phase. Any more questions, Gabriel? No? Your answer was complete. Thank you. Next question comes from Ms. Carolina Carneiro from Credit Suisse. Good morning. To continue Gabriel's question, if you can take a step back and actually describe what are the main points that you are requesting. I know you cannot give us the details of all the pledges, but the pleas that you are asking the agency to reconsider, and more so in the number that was published, there is a lot of doubt in regards if there is going to be an additional risk besides the one that was published in the technical note, maybe assets that were not identified or 100% downgraded. Maybe the number can be lower than what was published. If you can do a deep dive on that, please. Hi, Carolina. Thank you for the question. Obviously, we're not going to talk about all the points, so we don't generate an expectation every time we do a request. It might be interpreted as accepted by AGEPAR, and actually these are contributions for the tariff revision. Obviously, the market knows about these issues, regulatory issues that are very important. We can say that we've gone through the 9 technical notes. We did a very detailed analysis of each. Very relevant work that will lay the basis of what we are doing. We have also other issues. But right now, the company prefers to not generate false expectations, and we're not going to talk about the details. Okay, thank you. Remember, should you ask any questions or comments, please type *9. Next question, Mr. Anderson from Alton Research. Mr. Anderson? Thank you for the opportunity. One issue here. The results are very clear. However, the issue of the January 20th publication that was mentioned by the board, the meeting, that the Public Ministry of the State of Paraná, they're questioning the readjustment index of the tariffs, even though Sanepar have a very fundamental base of argument. I wanted to know if you have any more additional details about this.
Good morning, Anderson. Public ministry plays the role of external controller for the society. This is natural. And we have legal basis, enough legal basis to prove everything that we are stating. So we're very assured of what we are going to do. And we will contribute with the public ministry, and I am sure that they will understand our technical opinion. This is a very technical opinion, and we should have no issues in regards to this. Thank you.
Remember, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type *9. If you want to ask a question, please type *9. Remember, should you want to ask a question or a comment, please type *9. If you want to ask a question or a comment, please type *9. And should you want to ask a question or a comment, please type *9. Well, since we have a break, I want to recap a few of the things that we've discussed. I think it's important that we recap the issue of the pandemic, of course, of COVID-19. The two big impacts of the company that needs water to keep its services, and these were the most important, and these are the main issues here. And little by little, we are overcoming these issues of the pandemic. It's a worldwide pandemic. Of course, we have positive signs. And specifically, we have done a brilliant work that our communication study, well, we have a strong convention with people that have collaborated. And we have a campaign that is called 20%. We got to August and September.
And this was getting close to a, well, complete chaos. And from then on, we started to reverse, not only with the campaign, which was very strong, and it had a lot of immediate results, but with the rains that finally restarted between November and December. Not only that, and with all the work that our alternative points, also the transposition of rivers that we have never done, so it was a sum of actions. And then we got close to 50% to the integrated system of Curitiba. However, since we still have an uncertain horizon of the pandemic, even though we don't have a short-term resolution, in the same way, we have the issue of the drought, basically. We're anticipating a few investments. We created other partnerships, and at least until the month of May or June, we will have the solutions added to our reservoirs. And should the rains contribute, we should get 70% of the levels of the reservoirs. This is much simpler, and also the importance for the decrease of the turnover. And besides the rains, we have at work, we are doing the cloud seeding, which is very important, that along with the rotation that we want to stop, has shown a very valuable work and results until April. In this moment also, I want to show you that the company wants to keep its firm in its purposes. We have a lot of, we have to be careful in whenever we talk. And regarding all the agreements, and therefore the company is firm, and we will leave stronger from the pandemic. This was a very important lesson here, and I only see this as positive points. We will certainly leave stronger for new events. Thank you. Now, should you want to ask any questions, please type asterisk 9. Next question, from Ms. Thais of Valor Economico. Hello. I wanted to ask you, actually, about the drought. From what I understand, May, June, if you get to that level, the idea would be to stop the rotation, correct? Also, I wanted to ask you, in how have you prepared to deal with these new rules? Thais, I'm going to leave you with our Director of Environment, Julio. Hello, Thais. As it was said, from November, and we have the reservoirs, in the metropolitan region, the reservoirs are improving,
And our hope is that we have an average in March close to 40%. And we can start to reduce this. It shouldn't be reduced completely, but we need to gradually monitor the volume for consumption and the new investments until the end of June so that we can support the system. And we see that whether we reach this we will have the tools to deal with this. And now we are safer to deal with this problem. Thais, in regards to the new thing, the new guidelines, well, we are working for two. I specifically have spent a lot of time in Brasilia in 2019. At least potential. In a remote way, we talked about this issue. The company has at least three models for strategy, and I cannot anticipate them. We are ready and see with our good eyes a few adjustments. But what I can tell you is that the company is ready for this new moment. Thank you. Remember, should you want to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. Should you want to ask a question or a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or a comment, please type asterisk 9. To ask a question or a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask any questions or a comment, please type asterisk 9.
If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type that to reply. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type asterisk 9. Trying to ask a question, make a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to make a comment or ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, please type at press 9.
If you want to ask a question or a comment, please type asterisk 9.
If you want to ask a question or comment, please type asterisk 9.
So we now close the Q&A session and return the word for the speakers. In the name of Sanepar, we would like to thank you for your participation of our earnings call, and we bid you a wonderful 2021. Thank you very much. The earnings call of Sanepar is closed. Thank you for your participation. Have a nice day.